You'll be turning left onto Thomas Street when you get to the bridge, and left again to visit Sligo Abbey.
Sligo Abbey is the town's only surviving medieval building. Built in 1252 by Maurice Fitzgerald for the friars of the Dominican Order, the abbey is the burial place of kings and princes, including Tiernan O'Rourke, King of Breffni, who died in 1418, and successive chiefs of the O'Connor Sligo clan. The wall monument was placed there in 1624 to the memory of Sir Donogh O'Connor, who petitioned Queen Elizabeth I not to dissolve the friary. His petition was granted on the condition that the friars became secular clergy. Less than 20 years later, a greater calamity fell upon the abbey when the soldiers of Sir Frederick Hamilton sacked the town of Sligo on the 1st of July 1642, killing every visible inhabitant. According to O'Rourke,
they fell upon the abbey, set fire to everything they could within the church and conventual buildings, and burned altars, ornaments, vestments, and various articles committed by the townspeople for safekeeping to the friars.
A legend persists that the silver bell of the ruined abbey lies at the bottom of Loch Gill, and only the perfect are privileged to hear it when on occasion it peals over the city.